And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I'll be here for the next hour or so playing various mantra-based music, kirtan, things of that nature. I have with me today a guest, Luena. Say hi for now. That's good enough.
Hi for now.
There you go. Very good. And she's going to be helping us out today with some stuff later in the show. First track is going to be the Desert Dwellers remix by Earthrise Sound System. From a release entitled just basically Remix. This track we'll listen to is also from. The track I'm going to play is Sukhavati. We'll be back right after this.
Thank you.
Okay. We're back. You're listening to CATR Radio in Vancouver. The show's called Mantra. We just heard from... I'm hearing a bit of an echo. Say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, there you go. That's why I'm not used to having two mics on in here, so I'm hearing some strange sounds, but as long as it's okay for everybody at home or out and about. The first track was a remix of Desert Dweller's Sukhavati. And Sukhavati in Sanskrit means pure land. I can read you a little bit of a blurb about the meaning of the word Sukhavati. So it says, Sukhavati, in the Pure Land schools of Mahayana Buddhism, the Western paradise of the Buddha, Amitabha, described in the Pure Land Sutras, according to followers of the Pure Land schools, which are widespread throughout East Asia, rebirth in Sukhavati is ensured by invoking the name of Amitabha, particularly at the moment of death. According to doctrine, only men may be reborn in Sukhavati. However, some vernacular Buddhist writings demonstrate a popular belief that women may also enter Sukhavati upon death. Sukhavati is expressively described in the Pure Land Sutras as being a joyous world, soft and glowing, filled with the music of birds and the tinkling of trees, adorned with precious jewels and garlands of golden bells. Amitabha sits on a lotus in the midst of a terrace pond, attended by the bodhisattvas, or Buddhas to be, Avalokiteshvara and Mahastamaprapta. Newly dead enter into lotus buds, which unfold when the occupants have become entirely purified and have attained enlightenment. Many are said to be reborn on earth after leaving Sukhavati to become bodhisattvas, working toward the liberation or moksha of all sentient beings. It's kind of interesting. Thoughts over there? Any thoughts?
Sounds nice.
Yeah, it sounds like a nice place, doesn't it? Also, after that, we heard some throat singing from the Tibetan region as well.
That sounded even nicer.
Yeah, that was a very... I was really kind of getting into that, actually. It's unusual that we would play something so mellow at the beginning of the show, so I hope that everybody's still with us. So the next set, which we're going to get right back into... first track is going to be by a group of people called the Bhajans of Orcas Island, or actually just called the Bhajans. The word Bhajan means to... sometimes it's translated as worship, but it more accurately means to offer oneself, or it's actually a expression of the natural desire to serve or to offer. Offering that comes from the heart, whereas the term worship, it kind of has various connotations sometimes, you know. I guess we're kind of used to people performing worship out of ritual rather than out of love and devotion. At least that's kind of the stereotype, I think, in the Western world. So bhajan, the word, stands apart from that kind of concept of ritualistic worship. It's more something that's very heartfelt. A little blurb from their Bandcamp page. It says, The Bhajans is a devotional singing ensemble from Orcas Island, Washington, fronted by Fabrice Van Putten. It's quite a name. I like that name. And Adam Star Farish, with the harmonies of Emily Aring, Kadoma, Jyoti Pavit, and Kevin Dickey. Intention inspiring a deep connection to the divine by sharing sacred songs from around the world in a contemporary offering infused with a soothing groove and an infectious dose of womp. So this is from a release entitled Sacred Voices Throbbing Bass, and the track I'm going to play is called Om Tat Sat. This is an interesting term or mantra. The word Om you may be a little familiar with. It's generally, it addresses the supreme or the divine in a very matter-of-fact form. Usually it's at the beginning of other part, like it's the beginning part of a mantra, like Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya or Om Namo Shivaya. So in this case, Om Tat Sat. Tat is like, it's like that. So if you put an H after the T, same word pretty much. And Sad means eternal or truth or so many different meanings, but generally it's acknowledged as being, meaning eternal. In the an example of where this appears in scripture, the Bhagavad Gita that you might have heard of, as a verse, Om Tat Sat Ito Nirdesho Brahmanas Trivita Smritaha Brahmanas Tena Vedas Cha Yagyas Cha Vihita Pura. So translation from that, for that, from the beginning of creation, the three words Om Tat Sat were used to indicate the Supreme Absolute Truth. These three symbolic representations were used by Brahmanas while chanting the hymns of the Vedas and during sacrifices for the satisfaction of the Supreme. The word Brahmana means one who is connected with Brahman, or one who is in spiritual consciousness and who is acting on that platform. Quite often different sacrifices were performed with ghee. They used ghee and grains they would offer into a sacrificial fire that would actually be lit with mantras, so they wouldn't use a regular spark creating device. The Brahmins would actually sit, and they were so proficient in their recitation of these mantras, they would be able to start a fire simply through sound. This is like what is written as according to things that happened in a previous era. It's not so commonly done in this day and age, but that's there in the histories or the Puranas of the Vedas. So, anything to add at this point?
No.
Seeing as you're from Washington State and you're visiting here, you're not. You said you'd actually heard about these guys before.
Yeah, they had a concert in Bellingham last weekend, and I guess, and I didn't go, but some friends of mine went.
And did they like it? Did you get some feedback about it?
They liked it. I guess they were expecting it to be a little more call and response, but it was more concert stuff.
Yeah, it's more of kind of a performance thing. I guess they probably do that as well, but like in this particular album, it's like a fusion of different sounds. So without further ado, here is the Bhajans of Orcas Island with Om Tat Sat. You listen to CITR Radio in Vancouver. We'll be back in about half an hour's time just to cap off the show. Hope you're doing good.
We'll be right back. सावित्री त्वं Namaste.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to CITR Radio in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. There we go. And I have with me Luna.
Hi.
Before we get to the... we have a track by some Cistercian, which I'm actually just learning how to pronounce with Luna's help. Monks, and we're going to close with that, but... She's going to talk a little bit about that. But first, we should talk about what we just played, what we just heard in that set. We heard from, first off, the Bhajans of August Island with Om Tat Sat from Sacred Voices Thumping Bass. Then we heard from David Newman, a.k.a. Durgadas, with Love Belongs to Everyone, featuring the Gayatri Mantra, or the Brahma Gayatri Mantra. The mantra that Gayatri that begins Om Bhu Bhu Va Swa Tat Savitur Varenyam. And then we heard from, hey, you know what I forgot to play? I forgot to play the Tamil dancing stuff.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Maybe we can squeeze that in at the end. I think we will. We can squeeze that in for sure. We heard from Sadhana Sagam with Vakrutande Mahakaya, which is a mantra which is directed towards Ganesh, and then Pranayam mantra, which is also connected to Gayatri. I can read a little bit about that. Yasanya Mandalagata Yatrimuti Swarupini. So yeah, it's actually addressing Savitri and Sarasvati and Gayatri, and just basically it's like a prayer to the goddess. You could see it as that if you looked at it in a general sense. And then the last, which is kind of connected with what we just heard as well, DJ Drez's Om Hrim Namo Shivaya from Jar to Beat, traditions, they will talk about the four great goddess mantras, one of which is Shreem. Like if you hear often Shreem or Shri, which is actually addressing Lakshmi Devi, or the divine goddess, the feminine divine. So similarly, Shreem is also a mantra which is often pointed towards Parvati, or is connected with the female Shakti of Shiva. The last track is going to be a recording. We're going to do two things. We're going to hear some from Tamil Nadu, from some Bharatanatyam performance, a little bit of chanting from that, but before that we're going to hear from the, let's see if I can say this right, the Cistercian monks of Stift Heiligenkreuz. Heiligenkreuz. I don't know, I guess that's German maybe. And with Responsorium Libera Me. And this is actually, Luena is probably more of an expert on this than me. So, what exactly is this? I mean, what I do know about it is it's these monks are, it's a chant for liberation, or It's like after somebody has, after the soul has departed from the body, it's like a group chant that is done in order to, I guess, offer prayers or good intentions towards the departed soul, that they become liberated from samsara or from the bodily state or the bodily conception. But who are these Cistercian monks? We got like about maybe about 2 minutes. You could enlighten us a little bit. I know that they're from the
Benedictines, who follow the rule of Saint Benedict, and he was a monk who wrote this rule maybe about 1500 years ago, and it's been used to organize very successful religious communities of monks who want to kind of get away from the world and seek God, basically.
So it's kind of like for those that wanted to follow, so it's a Catholic tradition.
Yeah.
So it's for somebody that was like interested in Catholicism, and if they wanted to get really absorbed in it and enter into it very deeply and really study it in depth and just with no distractions. So this is kind of the monk lifestyle, I guess.
Yeah.
So do they generally live, I guess, in, they have like monasteries, which are basically ashrams, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The rule has things like, you know, community dinners, silence during meals. There's specific times of prayer during the day, and there's a lot of communal chanting. There's called the hours, to chant the different hours of the day. So matin starts at probably like 4 or 4:30 in the morning, and then there's just hours throughout the day where they're chanting psalms, which are from the Bible.
What does the word psalm mean?
I think it just means like song. It's just like a
bhajan or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're basically prayers to God.
Yeah. So they're trying to strengthen their connection with God through these psalms or through these different prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess like if you're performing with like very rigorous austerity like that, you're really kind of, you it would really help a lot to have this kind of constant meditation of just kind of strengthening that connection, you know. Because really, if you don't, I mean, in my experience with meditation, if you're not really, if in your practice you're not really getting that connection, which is actually, I guess, what the word yoga means, is to connect. If you're not getting that connection with the divine source, then it's very difficult to actually sort of not be distracted by different things in the world, like different, you know, desires and
stuff
like that.
There was an interesting story once I heard about a community of monks, and they were kind of changing things around, I think, because a lot of things got changed with Vatican II. And they used to spend about 8 hours a day chanting these psalms and then do their work in between the different hours. And they reduced it maybe by half or maybe even down to like just a couple hours, or they took out a lot of the chanting. And all of a sudden, the monks found that they just didn't have the energy to do their complete service every day. They were tired and they were more cranky. And they just didn't have that. Yeah. They didn't have as much to carry them.
So the chanting was actually giving them like natural energy there.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's a nice story. Thanks for sharing. Okay. So I think that we have just enough time to play this one track. The Cistercian monks of, I'm not even going to say the word, but from a release, I think, called Songs or Music for Paradise. And Responsorium, which means response, like kirtan, it's like call and response. Libere me. Is that the right way to pronounce Latin?
Libera me. Libera me, Domine.
Okay. We'll be back next week for another installment of Mantra here on CITR Radio in Vancouver. You can go to mantraradio.co on the internet to check out the website. Luina, who is joining me today, she actually writes the blogs for that website as well. She writes some really interesting stuff with quotes from all different traditions. And as well, all of the shows are on there you can listen to, so check that out, mantraradio.co. And also you can send us feedback or email through the website as well. So thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week, next Thursday, 4 p.m. for another installment of Mantra. And until then, take care of yourselves. Have anything to say?
No. It's all good.
Okay. Namaste. Yeah.